one of the amazing stars. Right. Now, second thing. Show me the video. Mas está se eu fui jeito na minha água, eu achei que eu dizia, eu tinha que fazer isso, e tudo é o chão do Deus. Se ele fizesse essa lona de escrever, se ele escrever, já são mal. Que tem que chamar só, Deus nos sabe que ele se virá. Se ele der certo, a Deus, se ele fizesse essa lona de Deus, pronto. Do wrong. But she calls it the Sifidal. It means Sifidal of God, the Mahal. She rests a book in the Fisheshes as she can and do wrong. Of course, the Fisheshes come with the Swedish. Now, the Fisheshes, the Swedish here. So, in other words, if she saw down the Swedish, so she has to anticipate the ideas down the Swedish here. Feels much later on the Swedish here. So he said as well. Oh, now that's the Kashi. Now this is a very important task, and the task mentions it several times. But this is one of the places where the task mentions it very briefly. He says, she said, she saw down and the Shkhidish, and the Shkhidish Nisi. Now, the Shkhidish are there with the Shkhidish Chosin. So how many of the Shkhidish are there in Nisi? What the Rishonis? The third of the Ayurveda man is the Rishonis Shlisim of the incoming man. And it's the first of this. Because of that is a host. Now, Ilya has today's Rishonis. Because this is a mole. So we have here the Rishonis. The third of this is the first day of Rishonis. But that's considered as the last day, and then the second day is finished, which is the 31st day of the hour of the month, but it's considered the first of the month. Now, here the Mechaba says, if she saw that on the first of Nisan, on the Shredesh, Nisan, so she has to be changed. For the first of the year. The first of the year is the second day of Shredesh year. Because the first day of Shredesh year is the third day. So he says, so the Tasa is that she has to be Rachel, she has to the Bible on both days of Shredesh. On both days of Shredesh. If she had the years down on the first of this, so she has. She's a soul of Bible on the first day of Shredesh here, which is the third day of Nisan. And on the second, she's a soul of Bible on the second day of Shredesh here, which is the 31st as of the first of Nisan. Why both? That's the Tashi. The Shach is Chelik. The Shach, you see, Rabban is Chelik. But that's the Taz, she did the Taz, would be Machne. In other words, a woman, the Tashi thing is that a woman who has a Beset Shinikavua, so the male, she has to observe a Beset Achidesh, and she has to observe the inabilities. What's the inabilities? The 30th day. So, 6 months a year, the inabilities, the Beset Achidesh, coincide with the inabilities. But 6 months a year, it doesn't coincide. Because assuming that it's always Zechat Moedah Chosin. It's not always like that. Because in certain years, so it's that. So Cheshvan and Kislev are both Chazeres. So but usually, so the months alternate. Echot Moedah, Echot Chosin. So Mele, according to the Taz, if a woman had a Biazan on the first of Nisan, that's all the Bible, and the third day of Nisan, which is the first day of Shredesh year, and she has all the Bible on the 31st day of the first of Nisan, That's the first, the second year of Chodesh Iyar, which is the first year. The third year from this is Shilasur Bayu underscore by the babies. And from the Taz and the babies means the third year day. And the second day of Chodesh Iyar, the first day of the year, Shilasur underscore or Vesek Achei. Now the Shah is Ziframet, the very long Shah, very confusing Shah, Ziframet, and the next one. So there first he tries to point out that if there had been two Enes, the Chidasol Bayo, in other words, the Enas, Enes, and the Vesek Achei, so then the baby should be considered not the 30th and the Tazis Yoms, but the 31st. And he mentions all kinds of rights, because it's true that the Shem say 30 days, that's the means, but it means 30 less, in other words. So a woman, the average woman is accustomed to sit down after 30 less and expire. So the Mele it has to be the 31st day of the previous year. Because if it would be the 30th day of the previous year, so you won't have any 30s less. It will be the 30th day. So in other words, first the Shach points out that assuming that the Taz is right, that a woman who has no rest for what? Is a soul of Bible and twins and the inabilities and the babies are finished. So then the inabilities would be considered as the 31st day, not the 30th. But then it comes to the conclusion that there are no twins in a soul of Bible. She is only a soul of Bible and the inabilities are finished. So 6 months a year usually. So it happens to be the 30th day of the previous year and 6 months a year. So it happens to be the 31st day as of the previous day. Now, for the Shach, so the Tashi is that the woman has to observe two Enes, the Enes, which is always the 30th, and the Enes Ahenes. So 6 times a year is the 31st, 6 times a year it coincides with the 30th. Then the Shach, so he says, if the Aloha had been the chest of 32 days, so then the Inabedis would be the 31st, and then of course the Inasachetes, so sometimes the 31st, sometimes the 30th. But she obviously observed the Inasachetes, not the Inabedis, just the Inasachetes. So that's the significance of the Inabedis. That is the expert. So according to the Shah, a woman who is a Vesek Sheni Kavua, she only is a soul of Bible and the Mitzahit. Sometimes in the 30th, sometimes in the 31st. Then the Chavizdash, she believes like it has, that she has to observe both inobedience and the Mitzahidesh. But where is the task says the day of the babies is the 30th. So the Chavizdash agrees with what the Shach says, that when the Shekin mentioned 30 days, that's the Terach of Moshe, of the average woman to see, it means if the average woman will see down after the expiration of 30 days, 30 is less, as of the previous year. So it will always be on the 31st. You couldn't have possibly have 30 misres expire and still be the 30th. So in other words, according to the Taz, the Inabedis is the 31st. But she has to observe the Inabedis and she has to observe the Vesed Achidish. The Vesed Achidish. Now, so that's the Nachimine between the Taz and the Chavizdash. You ask what kind of Nachimine is it? It's a question of semantics. That's what it is. Because both according to the Taz, she's a soul in Bible, and 2 days, Sometimes when they merge the other, but and the Kohen Chaim Das also, she has to observe 2 days. And sometimes it merges the other. So what's Nafkimine? What's the effect of Nafkimine? There is effect of Nafkimine. Because the status of invalidity is distinguishable from the status of the Vestachidish. Because in regard to Vestachidish, so the halacha is that she only is asura that particular area. In other words, if the vessel of Gua, she is only asura that particular area. Let's say a woman has a vessel of Gua to see every 20th day in the daytime. So she's asura by law in the daytime. But in the night of that day, of the 20th day, she returns the Bible. If she's accustomed to sit down in the night time of the 20th day, she's only asura the Bible in the night time of that day. But in the daytime, she's the teres. Mashiach in regard to the way it is. So most possibly, this is plain seeing the Chavis Das. This is Retare. I know this Retare is the only one who is naked. But the Chavis Das and the basic place, they say that as far as invalidity is concerned, let's say in regard to a woman who has a message in the Gua, so there she is assured by her wife because of Noshe. So ladies, on the 30th day, so she's assured by her on the 30th as a blessing. Rie, both portions of the 30th day, in the night time and in the daytime. So maybe there is a big nafkimine. You see, according to the Taz and according to the Chavis Das, a woman who has a Vesa Chetikavua is asura 2 days to the husband. Then the Benedis and the Vesa Chavis. Now, 6 months a year, they both merge. They both merge. But 6 months a year is to separate days. It's to separate days. So according to the Taz, the Benedis is the 30th. And the Vesa Tachidesh, and the Vesa Tachidesh sometimes is the 31st. More humble. Tell me, woman who has a Vesa Tachidesh, she's only a Suro in the particular area. So suppose the Riyah is down to place in the daytime of Rishchidesh Nisi. So she will be asura to the husband only in the daytime of the second day of Shemesh Yia. But in the night time, she will be there as a wife. Mashiachin, according to Chavis Das, so she's also asura the Bible and the invalidities and the Vesa Chedesh. But according to Chavis Das, the invalidities is always the 31st day, so it will be reversed. She will be asura the Bible on the first day of Shemesh Yia. So, only in the daytime, in the night time she will be teres, but in the second day of Shemesh Yia, she will be asura Bairo in the night time and the daytime. So there is a practical afternoon. So in other words, quickly, according to the Taz, the Invalidis is the 30th. But she's asura Bairo on the 30th inside the Invalidis, and she's asura Bairo 6 months a year, in Mitzad Vestachidish. So the invalid is the 30th should be asura Bairo, the 9th and the day. And 6 months a year should be asura Bairo Mitzad Vestachidish on the 31st too. On the 31st too. So should be asura only that particular end of either the night or the day, depending when the previous Riyah took place, whether in the night or in the day. That's according to the Das. According to Chavis Das, so she's also asura 2 days, the Inbeinis and the Vestachidesh. Now, Vestachidesh, so sometimes is the 30th, sometimes the 31st, but the inabilities is always the 31st. Now according to the Shah, she's only asura the Bairo, the Vestachidesh. Not 2 days. So the Vestachidesh sometimes six months a year. So it would be the third year, and 6 months a year would be the 31st. But according to the Shach, it's from the point of view of the Stachidish. So the Melech, she's not a Shulman Bible, it holds less, night and day. Only the particular Eino, whether it's the night Eino or the day. Now, the Rosh Hashanah on Shittim is, we have four Shittim. The Rosh Hashanah on Shittim is that it, he agrees with the Shach that to answer the woman to her husband 2 days is like being Ichris is a Hemel Mishni Hoshe. So he agrees. But whereas the Shach says that she only has to observe the Stachidesh, so sometimes it's the 30th, sometimes it's the 31st. So, the Rosh Hashanah Shittim is vis-a-vis a woman who doesn't have a Vesel Tovah. There is no such thing as Vesel Tovah. Vesel Tovah applies to a woman who has a Vesel Tovah. But a woman who doesn't have a Vesel Tovah. So there is no such thing as Vesel Tovah. There is only a limitless. And what is the basis of a limitless? Because Rei Noshi Mareis in the limitless. So that is always the limitless. Always the limitless. Not the limitless. Alright. Now, so here the Taz is in Shitose, in Sifidal, Chisheshes or Yeshreish here, period which the young Yeshreish here or Yeshim, Shuhuni Yeshreish here, or so, via the Yemenis in Yeshim or Vesel Kabua, Kinoio, why we see you can, okay. Now Chisheshes, so that's the Tashi, that she's a soul of the Bible on 2 days. Sometimes it's the merge in one day. A very important Taz, and the Taz is very machmer here, and many of the poskim are here to me. Now we'll just see. So, Sifri Zayin. So, what is that reference to? To that where is from? For Yisho Shiroa So Chisheshes to Vesel Achidesh or Aflogi Achi Tikva Vesel Achidesh Vigil Pomim or Vesel Aflogi Vidal Pomim or Yisho Taker Achas Nergizak. רואה סובה אחד מניסים לחוק כששש לא יחד בניה לפני רשכי שניסים רואה סובה אחד בניה הוא לא רואה סובה כששש לא יחד בניה now you have to keep in mind that this is a controversial project what Ramos says that רואה סובה אחד בניה because the motion of the tour is לא רואה סובה אחד בניה so then is כששש לא יחד בניה so the Yosef says only so it's Cheshesh Tetzbiya. But was of Arabiya, so then it's not Cheshesh Tetzbiya. There are more in that condition, and here is Chemik HaLevesios. And he says, that not only Roy was of Arabiya is Cheshesh Tetzbiya, but even was of Arabiya is also Cheshesh Tetzbiya. Why? I mean, because at all, if it's was of Arabiya, why should she be Cheshesh? Because the Arabian series, Machmas, the message in the Kabua of Aflogi of Kofye, since she's so down, the woman is so down, and the first of Nisim and the 20th of Nisim, so these two years establish the Vesel Kabua, I'm sorry, the Vesel Chemi Kabua of Aflogi of Kofye. So she has so the Bible on the night of the year, in spite of the fact that she is down, and the first of Now, the Bes Yosef is Chaylik. The Bes Yosef holds that when she chesheshes the test year, only if she didn't see any dam on the first of the year. So then, the ninth of the year happens to be the 20th is of the 20th of this. But if she saw dam on the first of the year, so it's not, so the ninth of the year is not the 20th, there's the rest 3. Suddenly, she's not a soul. She's not a soul of Bible. That's the Shikhi of the Messiah. But those who are here can come and who agree with the Messiah, so they mention two separate reasons as why in the case where the woman did not so down on the first of the year, so she's not a soul of the Bible, on the ninth of the year, Mahmas, a possible Vestatlog of Hophel, for two separate reasons. One reason is that is mentioned by Nikola Sakesa. The Shah is Chelik and Rambo in the Sipsikir, and is Chelik and Rambo in the Nikola Sakesa. The same author. But he mentions separate reasons. In the Sipsikir, the Shah mentions why. Is she would have survived on the ninth of the year if she sat down on the first of the year? Because why should she be a soul of Bible on the ninth of the year? Let's see the Rambam. Why? On the basis of Vestaflode of Chofye. Vestaflode of Chofye by the definition means a certain number of days that is removed from the previous year. So if she didn't sit down on the first of the year, so the last prayer was when? Took place on the 20th of this. So how many days intervene between the 20th of this and the 9th of the year? Chofyei. So the melee, she's a solar virus. But if she did have the years down on the 1st of the year, so how can she be a solar virus on the 9th of the year? Machmas Atlogis Chofyei. It's only Atlogis. It's only a flogi of Ivresia. I said Ivresia. So it's only a flogi of Nagoraes. So it, because I mean, so it's only a flogi of 9 days. It's only a flogi of 9 days. 9 days. When I said you face him, so I was thinking of the atlogia that took place between the Riyah and Chofye and the Riyah and the Shemeshia. That's atlogia of you face him. But in view of the fact that she sat down on the first of the year, so anyway, the ninth of the year is only the 9 day. So how can she be a soul of Bible on the basis of Afloge, of Beset Afloge, of Chofye? It's not Chofye. That's the reason that the Shah mentions in Sipsikir, in the Buddhist Akeset. So he mentions another reason, an additional reason. He says that why she becomes the Bible on the ninth of the year, because in view of the fact that she, it's true that she established the message in the Kogua of Beset Akhloga of Chofye, where, as a result of the two years, the year, the initial year and the first of Nisan, the second year, the 20th of Nisan, so that's Akhloga that constituted, that established the message in the Kogua of Akhloga of Chofye. But then, when she sat down on the first of the year, so that was a kia, that flog of Chofye. And the halacha is that the message in the Kogua is neka, becomes an old, becomes revoked with one deviation. So here there was a deviation. So it was a kia. That's a different reason, that's an additional reason. The Shah, I'll tell you, some of this world, you know, I'm interested in. So they'll say that the Shah mentions that the Shah is Chelik and Ramor because inasmuch as there was a deviation on the first of the year, in the fact manifested by the discharge of Ramor on the first of the year, so that constituted an Akira of the message in the Kabua of Aflogos of him. That's the Shah. Well, so then he mentioned, then the Shach mentions in Nikudas HaKesed. But if you look at Rosh Chodesh carefully, you'll see that the Shach emphasizes another one. So in other words, the Shach is emphasizing a war for two reasons. One reason is the most obvious reason that he mentions in the Sisikeya, because Haflogeh by definition means the number of days removed from the previous year. Now, how can she be Asur Ubayo on Tes Iya by virtue of the fact that Tes Iya is the 20th of the 20th of Nisan, when there was an intervening year between the year of after Chok Nisan, there was an intervening year on the first of Iya. So Melech, 9th of Iya, is not the 20th of the rest of the year, is the 9th of the rest of the year, not the 20th. So, by the definition, it's not that long as Chokim. That's the Shach, that's the reason that the Shach mentions his Yisukim and against the Apostle. But in the Kodesh HaKesed, he mentions an additional reason. Why? Because it was Nekah. Because the Allah is a Bereshit Shel Nevuah, is Nekah with one time, with one deviation. So here there was one deviation. The real. Now the question is, how does the Rambam say such a thing that on the 9th of Iyar she has to go to Bible because of the possibility of the message in the Kabua of a flawless copying? But it's a message in the Kabua, so it's not a Bipamachas. Bipamachas. So the sheet of the Rambam is that Akira Bipamachos is only Shaya. If there was no real object, the Achille is constituted by omission, not by individuation. That's the Machlin case between the Shachim, the Zakeset, and the Ramon. According to the Ramon, the Halacha that the message in Torah is Neka B'Tamachas means it's Neka with one omission. With one omission. For example, if a woman saw down on the person, so she has to anticipate a year's down on the first of the year. Then the first, she has to about the first of the year passed by, she had no year's down. So there was an omission. So on the first of Sidon, she could tell us about it, because it's already Neka. It's Neka as a result of one omission. Mashenke in this case, the woman had saw down on the first of the year. She saw down on the 20th. Then she saw down again on the first of the year. Was there an omission? There was no omission. There was a deviation. A deviation. So it's not Neka by one deviation. It's only Neka by one omission, not by one deviation. That's the shita of the Ramon. But the shita of the Nikudas HaKesed is that it's Neka by one, not after by one omission. If the omission represents a deviation, so then it's Neka by one omission. But if the deviation consists of the real stuff, not in accordance with the heretofore, so then it becomes Neka through the real stuff, which is aberrational, which is a deviation. So, that's the time of the Nikudas HaKesed. The Shach mentions another time, which is even more reasonable. Because by definition, there is no approach of object. Now, the question is, how does the Rambam say that even if she saw down on the first of the year, so she saw the Bible on the 9th of the year? Alright, so the Rambam is that so far as the meaning of Akira is concerned, so it can only be Mecca with one mission, not with the real deviation, not an omission. But the definition of Akhloki means a certain number of days from the previous year. But here, it's not 20 days removed from the previous year. It's 20 days removed from the previous year, not from the previous year. It's only, the 9th of year is only 9 days removed from the previous year. So, the Amoshiki is, now you know what inches we learned it in discussion. Taste is done. Sometimes, in the moment it happens, there is just an overflow of blood. So things are clear. So the middle ear is still considered as Achlogas Chokhe. The ninth of the ear is still considered as Achlogas Chokhe from the ear that took place in the Chokhis. But the rest, but there was an intervening ear. So the intervening ear is only a phenomenon of Teisendam. Teisendam, it just happened that there was an excess of that. So she had an additional ear. But the Ikariye, is the ear that took place on the 20th of Nisan, and that's the really the less previous ear. But there was, for some reason, there was an excess of, and there was an overflow of that, and that manifested itself in another wisdom. That's the Shittilgram. Of course, it's more mistaken like the Sishiki. Now, God Shach mentions two times. One time, because it's not a flow of okay. And the other time is because it was Neka, through the new one deviation. The Kreisu Kreisi, he agrees in the Shach. But he agrees in the Shach from the point of view of the Sipsikeans, not from the point of view of the Nebuchadnezzar Akesev's time. In other words, insofar as the question of Achilles is concerned, so the Kreisu Kreisi, even from Noah, they both agree that in order that it should be Neka Bipamachas, so it has to be Neka only out of the omission, not out of the variation. It can only be Neka if the woman omits, skips the Rias down in a course contrary to the heretofore pattern, then it's Neka Bipamachas. But when there was no skipping, there was no omission, just an additional rear that is not in accordance with the year before pattern, that is not it. That is not it. I mean, that is of course the story of the Amor and the crazy place in the Rapture. No, they agree with that story. But they are in the Amor because of the Sipsi Kings. I mean, that's very important. It's very important to pay a bit in mind. Alright. Now, so let's see now. Yudzai, the task, the Sif Yudzai. Chisheshes, the Alan Bilia, the Polish Chisheshes, Poshu, Shegam Kam Chisheshes, Gam Nimala to the Chisheshia, Shu Yim Shlishi, Shlishi in the Rie. The Chisheshes, Kistam in the Babies, Mishenu of Esetamua, Uchmishikosu is in the Babies. If you should be cautious, it's often false. So the question is, why doesn't, after all this is taken from Vishen, the two mentions, but the two is not the original source. The original source is the Ramban. The Ramban mentions all these cases. So the question is, how is it that the Mechaber, and the Ramor, they don't mention it. He says, all these Hashem mentioned is that if the woman saw down on the first of this, and then she had another year on the 20th, so she saw the Bible on the first of the year. So the Tas says, no, she just saw year, this is a mole. So year has 2 days to shrive. First day of Shreinesh and second day of Shreinesh. The first day of Shreinesh is not the first of the year. That's the third day of Nisan. The second day of Shreinesh year, the 31st day of Nisan, is the first of the year. So even though the Ramban, the Torah, the Mechaber, the Ramor, I mean, they say that she is Asur Levayro on the first of the year, but she's also Asur Levayro on the first day of Shemesh year, which is the third year of this, and she's also Asur Levayro. Why? Because there's the Tashite. Again, you read the Shite. You see Sometimes, usually in Tibet, that the woman who does not have a vessel for Buah is assaulted by one 2 days. And they bring his day, and on the best Achim's day. But 6 months a year, they merge. But 6 months a year, they don't merge. Now here, they don't merge. Because Nisi is a Molech. So anyway, she shut down on the first of Nisi, and the 20th of Nisi. So she got sold by law on the first of the year. Why? Because of the possibility of a vessel, Achimdei is the first of the month. She says she's also sold by law on the first day of the Shchidish year, which is not the first of the year, which is the third year of this, and the score of the babies. Because a woman who doesn't have the vessel from Guam, so according to the Taz, she has sold 2 days, early by law. And the best Achilles is the first of the year, the second day of the Shemesh year. But in the babies, she owns us. And in the babies, she's more humble. She has sold the 9th day. So that's the third year. And that's the Tashite, that the third year, or as of the previous year. So she is a sold by one. So he says, then he mentions the path. Umeri chomiz al kosaka, we will look at the record here, shmami no shenech sheshto ima uber shvish. The Bar says, no, the Rambam, the Tur, the Mechaber, the Ramor, I mean, they all say that if a woman saw down on the first of this, 20 of this, she does saw the Bible on the first of the year after she does saw the Bible. But the first day of Shchemish here, which is the third day of Nisan, she's with Jennifer Bible in the night and the day. So he's massive. So he says, we that the woman is the Bibrax made, she calls up Leo, Ras on the Shchemish Nisan, he shakes for the Shchemish here, by the painting of the Shchemish, which calls up the Bibrax made. So he says that the Bach is himself. Why? Because the Bach she gets to be like the Rabbah. That the woman who has the best chimic of Buah is a soul, sometimes, I mean 6 months a year, she's a soul 2 days to the husband. The Yim Shleishi, Mitzad in the Yimis, and the Yim Shleishi Yerachor, Mitzad Vestachimish. So that was the bad gossip, that if a woman has no best of Buah, but the last 3 years took place on the first of this. So she's a soul with Bailo on the 30th of Nisan, and she's a soul with Bailo on the 31st as of the first of Nisan, and the Shemesh Shiyah, because of the Sadachimish. The Bar Yosef, but that does not mean that the Bar Yosef said himself. There is one big difference. The Taz says the Bar Yosef said himself without realizing that the Bar is not saying himself. Alright? It's true, according to the Tashite, it is Sire, but not according to the Bach. Not according to the Bach Shite. The Bach agrees with the Taz that a woman who has a message in Kabua is a soul by law on both days. And the Inuminis day, which is always on the 30th, and on the Vesitachides, which 6 months a year happens to be. The 31st. The Bach agrees with the Taz on the Chite. But when the Bach says that she has saw on the first day of Shredish year, and on the second day of Shredish year, the Bach has referenced to the case where the woman shut down on the first of this, but not on the 20th of this. Mashaykin here, you know, he has a special situation. She shut down on the first of this, and on the 20th of this. So the Bach says, why should she be asked to by law on the first day of Shemesh year, which is the 30th of Nisan, Mitzad in Mimis? Ain't a Mimis, by definition, is in the nature, is essentially a Vesed Achlok in Mimis. Not the Vesed Achlok. Vesed Achlok by definition, as the Shach says in Sifzikeyen, means the number of days removed from the last 3 years, in view of the fact that over and above the year that took place on the first of Nisan, there was a year on the 20th of Nisan. So remember the first day of the Shemesh year, which is the 30th of of Nisan is only the 11th day as of the last prayer. The last prayer was on Chof Nisan. So the 30th of Nisan is the 11th day as of the Rie that took place on Chof Nisan. So why should you just show the Bible? And the Phoenix means the Aphrodite of Ramadi. So like the Phoenician, there is no Aphrodite of Ramadi. So what is the task from the Bach? The Bach is very reasonable, but the Taz is much than the Bach, and he says the Bach is Eliseya, because from his own point of view, but that doesn't present any kasha against the Bach. The amazing thing about this Taz is, why did the Taz mention a statement that say, and maybe Chomi says so, which he doesn't. But he was so convinced of his own shite that there can't be a blessed aplode even if there is an intervening kriya, because we say it's a tetzes dobi. So mainly he said that the Bach is not himself at all. Then the Hamidah says something very reasonable. He says that even if we assume, first of all, the Shah in CCKM, so he says that Veset Afloge is only Shire, can only apply to a day that is removed. That number of days from last year, but if there is an intervening year, then we don't say just a level of peace is done, and that she should be a revival, but Chavisdah says, even if we are going to assume, like the Tassel, the Tassel is like the that the Tassel is like the Ramon. It's like the Ramon. At that point, the Ramon agrees with the Tassel. As it was in Amor, that even though there is an intervening here, so we still can apply the best of logic by saying that the intervening here represented only an overflow of love. So Mele, in view of the fact that the ninth of Iyar is the 20th episode, the 20th of BC, so in spite of the fact there was a year, there was an additional year on the first of the year, but it can be considered as a flogus copy. By saying the year that took place on the first of the year is just a matter of taste is done, even if we accept this one. So that's only Shire, in other words, you see, we have to say it in Ramon. The Hamidah says it in Ramon, because the Ramon, she means that if a woman sat down on the first of this month, on the first of the year, so she has to be richer, she has to go by the ninth of the year. It's not just that one. What kind of result for day? It's only 9 days removed from the last year. The answer is, we ignore the real of the first of the year. And we say that's only a matter of things is done. So we consider the last year as having taken place on the 20th, on the 20th of Nisan. So the ninth of year is the 20th as of the year that took place at the 20th of Nisan. So that's on the day of here the Ramon doesn't say, Hoyisha Shavas or Hishes, the rest of his Afroga, she could feel the rest of his Afroga, the Afroga, the Afroga, Hoyisha the Akir, Echonet, Kizet was the Echon Nisi, the Hotbe, Hishes, Rishnei, the Shrivishia. He says, Hishes is the Echonia. But the Ramon should say that she's a soul of the Bible, the first day of the Shrivish. Here too, after all, there's Ramon Shikin. That even if she sat down on the first ignores, he negates the fear that took place on the first appear. And he considers it, and he attributes it to a phenomenon of things that don't. So here too, the Rambam should say, that Krishesh's why is there such a war of ignorance? Because, so we came to say, this woman is not regular, she has no rest of the world. So you cannot say that she will not see, she has to see. A normal woman wouldn't have to see down. So she will have menstrual flow. So in any way, she just saw the viral on the 30th day as of the previous year. Because that's the average vessel. The average vessel. Average vessel, no. Or in Russian Sea on the 30th day. So the whole reason is why she just saw the viral on the 30th day is because of the story. You won't be here. So that's only Shaiyah, the day happens to be the 30th, as of the actual last period. But here, actually, it wasn't the last period. It's not the 30th day as of the factual last period, so, took place on the 20th of this. So the 30th of Nisan is only the 12th day as of the factual last period. So why should she be a soul of Bible? So in other words, even the Rambam doesn't agree here with the task. So the task here is the biggest part. Alright. That's very important. But certainly, there is certainly no spirit between the two baks, because the other bak always says that she's Kesheshes, the Rishkidish here, and the first of the year. So there the bak is not just the case where the woman is so down on the first of this, and on the 20th of this, she didn't see any other. Alright. So, because Siflamet, we should go over Siflamet in the 16th, that's very long. But anyway, we discussed about that, what the Shach said in Siflamet.
First of all, according to the time run, so we didn't have just significant concessions, not only on the first day, not only on the first day, but also on the next 19th.
And we discuss the paths of the Shach, the place of the Shach, the connection, the Mahrich between the Ramon and the paths of the Shach, the paths of Rizu the Ramon, in the case of the Ramon says, Ras of the Echot Uriya, we go to Ras of it, is Cheshesh Sechtes Uriya, Shehu Yimchot, Viriyas Yimchot, So then, Tesbiya has to be the 20th, as of the 20th of Chodesh. But if she did see another year, so then the night of the year is not is not the 20th, it is the rest of it. It's not the 20th of the So, what is the shita of the Taz? And what is the shita of the Ramot? And the Taz is the reason of Ramot? That there can't be a athletic time in the midst of the athletic day. Athletic day. And the Shabbos Chelek, that there is no such thing of a athletic time intervening between athletic day. So, that's the Machlokes. Now we finish, we discuss, I mean the Ramoshite, the Kashite, the Shakshite, and then we say that those who are Chilish and Ramoh, so we mention two separate reasons, in other words, there are many who are Chilish and Ramoh speak. The Ramoh says that if a woman had her hair down on the persons, and on the 20th, and how it be, so on the ninth of the year, she does so about it, because of the possibility, maybe she'll sit down. Why would she sit down on the ninth of the year? Because the ninth of the year happens to be the 20th, as of the 20th of Easter. So the Shach is there. The Shach is there. So the Shach is there. And there are many Rachel and the Apostle. So some Achilim can be the Ramos Din, because if the woman, let's say, sold down, and the so mainly that constitutes an Achille, and they are really okay, because after all, she wasn't Kibbeah. A vessel could go out of the years down in that globe of Hokkien. She only had two years in accordance with that globe of Hokkien. She had an initial year and all this, and then she had another year and 20 of this. So she established the vessel technical one of the globe of Hokkien. So the male, if she has a year's down and all the year, the Alokhid is the best achievement of why is Mecca through one deviation. So, some of those who are Hindi can be given to Ramon, they are Hindi because inasmuch as she was given the best achievement of what? Of a clothing of okay. Now there is a year and the first of the year that is not in accordance with the clothing of okay. Because the first of the year is not the 20th, but it is of the 20th of the year. So it's only the 12th. So mainly the fact that there was a deviation from that program of okay, so that is aching the message become go out of that program of okay. That's one reason. And then another reason is because inasmuch as there was an intervening year on the first of the year, so remember it's the ninth of the year, it's not the 20th of the last year, it has to be the 20th of the last year. And you will see that the Shah in the Shizikir, in Siv, Yutres, all right, no. Croix of Lerbia, Sifit Hess of the Shah, and then the left the castle, I'm sorry, in the Sifa Vedao, in the Shah. Croix of Lerbia, Ulurra, who be two of the Shinner of Bali, say, Vimul Roasso, Richesses with Desme, who mashed for the Hedin because of Vimul Roasso, Marakin Cosa Croix of Desme, Ulurasso, Vimuas of the Shreve Shia, in Richesses with Desme, Urmuche, even at the Siosa. So actually,
We are not the Tanios, she goes to be the Archimedes, she is 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 the Archim
vem cada flor a se estremei. Ela a flor a se vence, vigis a flor, me vence, vinçou os ovos, ela a flor a se vence. Me rezo, de uma dala dia, o recame se cuidado, porque Jesus nada nesse dia, me chamou-se da rindes, o erro do sítio, me chamou-se religia, a vontade da rindes, rigeges de oaça, o que é de molho e oaça, como se o sítio soubesse das rindes, o rico se dizia, o rico se lavava. Sorria, deixar, entre as aizes. What reason is why he is relicant Ramon? Because it's not jayach to say like Ramon, that if she saw down on the first of this, then the 20th is, and then again on the first of the year, so she should be assured by law on the 9th of the year. Why? Because the 19th, the 20th, that's on the 20th. But how can we be reaching from the rest of Logan, afloge by the religions, a certain number of days, 20 days. So, 20 days is a which year? As of the last year. The last year was on the first of the year. So, the ninth of the year is only the ninth of the year. So, it's not the 20th as of the first of the year. It's not the 20th as of the first of the year. So, the Lele, there is no upload of cocaine on the ninth of the year. Ninth of the year. So, this is the reason as to why the Shachri mentions why we cannot accept the Ramos deed, and we have to say like this Yosef. We have to say like this Yosef. But look in what the Rebbe says, now the Taz accepts the Ramos deed. Now the Taz agrees with the Ramos, not with the Yosef. So look what the Rebbe says. Rachel and Riyah, Dava Dav Nivoah Shadol Shrei Shiyah, Rishes Tzvoy Tishabay, Vahkod Asesra. Luis Hadro, the magic was up. Do not see what the river shall be she is man taking a shash or a little trio, love will see the whole Hakim Shawas and the Shredish, have a sheet so up for both of the invades. The Hakim shall go for best of La Fogis, Nekal Babah. So here I mention another reason. Because the whole thing is that the best achievement of one is Neka with one deviation. Here there is one deviation, because what was the original pattern of the reading? The 20th is of the preceding year. Now, she established that message in Kogwa, that pattern, she in Kogwa, by seeing down on the 20th of his nefesh, she saw down on the first of his. But then, when she sees down again, After the year, the 20th, she sees that on the first of the year, so the first of the year is the 12th as of the 20th. So that means there was a deviation. Now, one deviation is in the message of what? That's another reason, you see. That's another reason. So the Shach, really, in 60 care, he mentions that the business why she's not a soul of Bible on the 9th of the year. Because the 9th of the year is not the 20th, it's a blessed reading. In the Rebbe Zakeh, he gives an additional reason. He gives an additional reason. What is the reason? The reason that the Shach mentions in the Rebbe Zakeh is because since she established only the Vesey Chenikovwa, and the Vesey Chenikovwa is that out with one deviation. So here, the fact that she had a via the first of the year constituted a deviation from the original pattern of seeing down on the 20th as of the rest of the preceding year. Because here, there was a deviation. She saw down not on the 20th, but on the 12th as of the rest preceding year. Now, what is the sheet of the Ramon? So, so far, so in other words, there are two shadows in the Ramon. One shadow is, how can the Ramon say, that if a woman saw that on the first of this, and on the 20th of this, and on the first of the year, she's asked for by law on the 9th of the year, why? Because of the possibility that she will see that again on the basis of this pattern of the 20th of the less preceding year. But there was a shinui deviation. So the shinui of Ramon is that a message in the Torah is only nekah through one omission, not through one deviation. 28. So here there was just a niche, not a niche, so it cannot be there. But then there is another child against Rambo. How can Rambo say that she's a soul of the Bible and the here? Because here is the 20th verse of the 20th of Nisan, but Haplogeh by definition means a certain number of days in the West Priya. And the West Priya was not on the 20th of Nisan. The West Priya was at the first of here. So the ninth of here is only the ninth day as of the West Priya, not the 20th. So the sheet of the Rambo is, and this is a strong account, as far as the first time is concerned, the life, that is not so self-evident. So we can very well, we can reasonably say that a message in the life is only Mecca through one omission, not through one deviation, which is not an omission. Alright, but then it seems to be a very reasonable time to the Rambo. So the shite of the Rambo is that there is such a thing as Haflogeh Muetes in the midst of Haflogeh, because there is a phenomenon of things wisdom. The Gemara mentions at the end of the discourse things wisdom. So in other words, we can say this woman has an excess of doubt. So the melee, she has no flow of doubt. So because of that, she has a flow intervening between that flow and the in other words, according to Rambo, that means there can be, we can inject a flow of this in the midst of that flow and the so maybe this woman is establishing a certain kind of a pattern of the Haflogeh Muetes. Haflogeh Muetes. Why? Because she has a piece of love. She has an overflow of that. That's the shite of drama. Alright, anyway, it's very important to bear in mind these two questions. In other words, according to the Vesiosa and according to the Shah, there is no such thing as the Haflogeh Muetes. We say Haflogeh Muetes. Haflogeh Muetes. According to the Rambo, the research, then according to the Jacques, so a one deviation, not that the one omission, is revoked, is capable of revoking of the model and researching the one. One deviation, and according to the Rambo, only a one omission is capable of revoking and annulling a message in the Quran. But if there is no omission, just a deviation, that is not capable of revoking a message in the Quran. Alright, that's very important. Now, we have to here seek it out. Now, then, we have to go over the two. Now we left off with the two. The second line, Simikuf Pites, the Dafnun Dalet, the Dafnun Dalet, Dafnun Dalet on Dalet, Dafnun Dalet on Dalet, the second line, Hoyso Regilo Miris, because Simikuf Pites, it's one long simon, but actually it could have been divided into four simon. But it's an unusual long simon. So let's go over the tour and then the chaver Rambo, the shach nitas this instead of going over the whole tour. I mean, and then going over the chaver Rambo and the shach nitas. So that undalet in simon could be this omudalet. The second one, Hoy Soyulin Sleen Ho, Vishit Soyulin Lame, Zedvea Sil, Ushiakia Dimho, Yaslamed Asuho, Vishim Peset of Yishay, Vinuitina Bay, Henshi Shiloyin Lame, She Sotamai Lame, Zedvea Sulin, Zedvea Sulin, Gibu Tom, Mamet, Kuta Yumhe, Ho, Vinessa Yuma. So what did the Joe say? Suppose a woman so down, was accustomed to sit down on the 20th. Then she changed. And instead of sitting down on the 20th, so she sat down on the 30th. That's the more that we learn in this Kusi. That we learn in this Kusi. So that the halacha is that there is a asur. Now remember that we have to remember there was a machlokes between Avkop and Avkop and Rabbi Yeshua whether we have to count, we have to reckon as of the day when she was supposed to have seen. That's what Avkop says. Or we have to reckon as of the day when she saw, not me and all. So Avkop says mainly me and all. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't count, we don't reckon with it all the way she should have seen. But we have to make it as of the day when she actually sees. She actually says, and we ask you like Rabbi Yeshua, we know that she didn't ask Rabbi Yeshua. Now, so here, but if she has a vessel for 4 hours, she will come at 20. And then she changed once and she saw on the 30th. So she's assumed by one the 20th, as of the actual year, and the pain says, vesicle one. And on the 30th, as of the actual year, she's assumed by one and the pain says, or vesicle one. So that's an issue. So, we could have been hot with the Islamic, not with the Islamic, when she should have seen. Why? Because we pass the light of the Kabbalah of Yeshua, that we don't reckon with you know. Alright. Chik Asuro, we should bless the Mishnah. We meet you today, Chik Shem Yimlamed, because she is Asuro by the Yimlamed also, as of the actual Yimlamed, as of the actual year, because of the Vesachemical. She is a Kabbalah of Yimlamed, is Asuro. Suppose there were two changes, two deviations in Yimlamed. So again, she did not establish a vessel for Guam Yimlamed, but only a vessel change for Yimlamed. But the vessel for Guam Yimlamed is not as yet revoked. So anyway, she has to have both things. Given Guam Yimlamed, but suppose she had three deviations on Yimlamed, so that is a kid of the year to four vessel for Guam. Of him called is Uta Yikon. The Nezah Yimlamed. Then the Torah says, so far there are no difficulties, no complications. The Rah Hashashi Sokan Ramay, the Yimlamed, the Khoasan is a call, Khosa Vesage of Hofi Kaini, the Uta Lama. Now suppose, see, after she had one deviation, from the 20th to the 30th. So she saw at the end of Chol, Chosa Vezech of Chol from Gemi, the Utalam. Now, so this is the question of the two, and that's the question of the Mechab in Sifidam. Hoi, so he will be with CMS. The Yesh, what was the Vezech Kabwa? The Shin, so Yesh, Leishin, זה זה אסור, וכשיגיע למחור, ולילה שלישי, אסור לא משמש את הראשי. ואם הוא התיר הרבה, חישס הוא ימלמד. שין סוף המים ימלמד. זו אימן השקעת את הראש שלו בטור. שין סוף המים ימלמד, זה זה אסור. שין סוף אם הוא פעם ימלמד, ולמחור, ונעשה ימלמד. זה ממש ורבית, the ראש of the tour. Now, so the list. So it's not the same washing as the two. So we have here two shot in the Torah and Muhammad just cut the washing of the two. So we have the pshat given by Madan in Alech. And that is the pshat that is accepted by Kaiser Policy, and we have the pshat given by the Shah. Now, according to Madame Melch, and according to Kaiser Policy, and according to Sifritana, and according to most parties, so the pshat is as follows. that Shinso, the Vahasha Shinso, Kamu, Kamayu, Yulani, Huasa, is in Ho. So that means it means that there were no three deviations. There were only two deviations. This is the past Salvation indicates that way. So, because he says, that means there were only two deviations from the pattern of God. Not three. So maybe if there were only two deviations from the pattern of God, yeah. So that means that the Blessed Kavua of Kofiyin was not Lekha. The Blessed Kavua of Kofiyin was not Lekha. So, because, so, and what was there? There was only a Mesechemic Kavua of Shreshim. So there, if it is, Lacha Sheshim Sokam Pamayim, Nilame, Ruhua, so we say, Ho, Chosa, Vesech of Chokun Kimi, Ruta Shreshim. It's a double portion. According to Madame Yonke's understanding of the two of the Mahaka. In other words, she only had two deviations from the pattern of Hokkien. So, really, two deviations are not in care. A vesicle of what? She has a vesicle of what? Of Hokkien. So, she only had two shinuim, two deviations, so it's not Mecca. But, she also established the Vesechemic of Ruah one again. Since she saw down, we say four. So one deviation is capable of changing the Vesechemic of Ruah one again. So the melee. So the melee, Chosa Vesechemic of Ruah, this is how the Madani Yotam explains it. Now let's see the Shaka. It's better to learn it together rather than to go over a big piece in the Torah and then come again to the same point. So, see, look in the Sif Mem, in the Shaka. The Lacha Shoshim, so, Chosa Rabesim. When the Keshul Hofim came, the Utashleish. She Avalpi. Shekinu Bohim Leroas of Investment. Oh, now one second. So this is the Madani Yotam's Shach. But the Shach explains it differently. The Shach explains it as follows. That this means, in other words, not that the Madani Yotam would be Chimelikamudim that is expressed by the Tour and the Mechaber according to Madani Yotam's Shach. Not that the Shach would be Chimelikamudim that is expressed by the two of the Chabad according to the Mamunot's Pshat. Of course, the Shach, everybody will agree. In such a case, if a woman has a vessel to who are of sitting down on the hall, and then she has only two deviations to your body, and then not three deviations. So melee, the vessel to who are from home was not Mecca. The vessel to who are from home was not Mecca. And then she saw down again in accordance with the original pattern, Yekhov. So, naturally, so of course, she calls up as a Chokhovim came, it was never Mecca. So, with that being, so everybody agrees, but it's a double portion. But the Shah holds such a case, it's a double portion, he doesn't even have to mention it, it's a purpose. But the two and the Mechaber have reference to another case. They have reference to a case where there were three deviations. But doesn't he spell out explicitly? The Rachas Hashitzo, Pavel Pamayu, Mane, Ruaso, is it all? Is it all? So doesn't he say that he is dealing with the case where there are only two deviations? No. What he means is this. A woman was accustomed to see down always on the 20th day of the preceding year. But then, twice in 2 months, she saw down not on the 20th day of the preceding year, but she saw down on the 30th of the preceding year. Then after the second deviation, the second 30th, the second 38, and the 38 of the last year, which was the second reality, so did not take place on the 20th days of the second change, nor did it take place on the 30th days of the second change, but it took place on the 32nd days of the second change. So actually, there were 3 days, because her original pattern is to see down on the 20th days of the rest. Now, so she saw down once on the 30th as of the preceding year, then again on the 30th as of the preceding year. So there were 2 years on the 30th. Then the 30th also comes to the deviation. But it wasn't on the 30th as of the second 30th. It was on the 32nd as of the second 30th. So he didn't establish a new pattern. A vessel of work, if she had the years down on the 30th as of the second 30th, then she would establish a vessel of work on the 30th. But she only had the years down on 2 30ths. And then on the 3 30ths as of the second 30th, so she did not have the years down. So it did 10 years down on the 30th as of the second 30th. But she had the years down on the 32nd. On the 32nd. And then the 20th as of the 32nd, that was itself the 30th.